This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. population is fully vaccinated. A lot of other nations might not even hit that mark this year. Just goes to show you. Meanwhile, the U.S. is spending $60 million per week to shelter unaccompanied minors. Problems at the border just continue to increase, as do problems for a congressman who finds himself without a life raft, perhaps, as one of his buddies struck a deal. What does all of that mean, and do you care? And on top of that, we have the latest from the Chauvin trial, a couple of shootings, sadly, in the U.S., one very shocking. A prominent doctor who gave and gave and gave and saved a lot of lives had his taken in a way that it should have never, ever happened, and his wife and grandchildren and South Carolina, the Rock Hill area, especially there, mourning that. Plus, two workers were on the property. One was also killed, another one in critical condition right now. Kate Delaney, hope in your world you are safe and sound and reading something good. We've been introducing you to a lot of authors on this show. It's been a fun thing to do, and thank you for all your great reaction to that. We'll talk about it when we go to the mailbag. As you were all over the place this time around in the mailbag, you can always hit me up 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Let's talk about, right at the top of this, let's talk about the Chauvin trial, because it continues to really captivate a lot of people in America. And, of course, it does, because this led to so much that happened after his death, after George Floyd's death, with protests not just in the U.S., but protests in other parts of the world. So now this is the first trial. Three other officers are going to be tried in August. But Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer, kept his knee on his neck the majority of the time. A medical expert says that, yep, he died of low level of oxygen. So several prosecution experts refuted the defense's claim that drugs and Floyd's health contributed to his death. And the latest was a guy named Martin Tobin, a Chicago pulmonologist and critical care doctor who specializes in the science of breathing, was the one specifically who testified that the pressure of Chauvin jamming his knee into Floyd's body cut off that oxygen and led to brain damage within minutes, sparking the arrhythmia that caused his heart to stop. And this continues, and then we go into the weekend, and we'll go into another week of this trial. And ultimately, it still is up to the jury to decide what will happen there. Really tough for, I think, so many in South Carolina to wrap their head around this one. Five people dead, I mentioned, in Rock Hill in that area. And this shooting was committed by an ex-NFL player, Philip Adams, who then killed himself. You had a 70-year-old, as I said, prominent doctor who gave and gave and saved lives and gave back and started a foundation and was just beloved to everybody. And his wife and then two grandchildren, one was 9, one was 5, and then somebody who was working at the house at the time of the shooting. And then another worker who is in the hospital, as I mentioned. The question is why? It's always the why when we go through these shootings, the question mark that hangs in the balance that we can't really answer. Philip Adams was well-liked when he was a player. He killed himself. And apparently, according to his sister, his mental health had really deteriorated. And, you know, he was found dead inside his father's home after a standoff with police. And his father was obviously also visibly shaken when he was talking to reporters afterwards. and said that the doctor had been his doctor a long time ago, and they were good folks, and they were, you know, and he said, we're keeping them in our prayers. And when he kept being asked about his son, he said, I think the football messed him up. So then immediately you think, was there any kind of concussion damage? Did he have that problem? He was a defensive back. Regardless, this is just one that you can't truly process. And they're the grief, the shock, the heartbreak, the whole thing, the family just left with a family that's torn apart. I mean, that's exactly what it is. And they responded at 5 o'clock on Wednesday after a report of shooting with multiple victims. And then it led to ultimately the chase to the father's house, 911 calls, and, you know, again, hours-long search for Philip Adams that stretched into early Thursday. And it was surprising to many who knew him from his NFL days. He played for six teams over six seasons. The last team he played for, the Atlanta Falcons in 2015, and he had no criminal record of any kind. So I think that why just kind of sticks in your craw. This kind of sticks in my craw, and it's for a much different reason. The Star Spangled Banner Protection Act passed in bipartisan vote, and you might say to yourself, what does that mean? Our national anthem, what are you talking about? And this is in Texas. The Republican chamber voted 28-2 to advance the Protection Act, the Star Spangled Banner Protection Act. 11 Democrats voted in favor of the passage of it, too. Before the bill can become a law, it needs approval of the State House. So you're saying to yourself still, why is this happening? And what happened was that the lieutenant governor decided we need to do something here. And the reason is he said Texans are tired of sports teams that pander, insult our national anthem and the men and women who died fighting for our flag. And the passage of SB4 will ensure Texans can count on hearing the Star Spangled Banner at major sporting events throughout the state, played in venues that taxpayers support. We must always remember that America is the land of the free and the home of the brave. Now, this came about because Mark Cuban, the Dallas Mavericks owner, stopped playing the anthem before the Mavericks' home games. Nobody really knew it because we were in this pandemic situation, and it was a couple of games. And then he went back to playing it again. And at the time, Cuban said it was a form of a protest, you know, because just like the knee, taking the knee by professional players. And what Patrick is saying is that they don't want to see this happen again, using this, you know, political push-pull. Although it is political to come up with a bill, but I can't imagine. I mean, I have to say, as somebody who's covered so many games, I can't imagine not hearing the Star Spangled Banner, but we go to what happened years ago. It seems like years ago because now we all are like in dog years of how time has stood still and then moved quickly and we're in Groundhog Day. But it's been a while, right? Since it really was foisted into more controversy, but this specifically was because of the Mavericks not playing the anthem. So we'll see if it advances and ultimately passes, which I believe it will. Coming up next, your thoughts. We head to the mailroom.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Yeah, well, I got a ton of mail, so let's dive into it. First, Heidi says to us, listening in Florida, "Wow, South Carolina, I feel so badly for those people, Kate. I caught it earlier in the day, and it breaks your heart that that doctor who I saw a bio on him that somebody was doing in his family, I can't imagine the children burying their children and their parents and what that would feel like. It would be very, very tough to get beyond that, although we know in life that's what you have to do. This guy was one good guy, and obviously the football player was not right. Or why would he have gone to his house and shot all those people and then ultimately killed himself? I agree with that. I mean, you know, this is what the family member's saying, but it doesn't bring back the people who were killed, the Leslies. It doesn't bring back anybody that was working on the property, the one guy that was killed, and he just happened to have the timing of being there. He was just an air conditioning technician. His name was James Lewis, and he was young. He's in his 30s, and wow, and those kids were young, too. Yep, I hear you. All right, we move from Heidi to Simon, and Simon is listening to us in New Orleans. Simon says, you knew I was going to do that, right? Simon says, "What's the haps with Matt Gaetz? Boy, Kate, he seems like he is in the hottest water you can imagine, and he's just going to get boiled. I don't believe that he gets out of this, if you will. I think that, unfortunately for him, he didn't realize, or maybe he did realize, but thought that it was going to be okay, that he was going to be able to wiggle out of messing around with an underage girl, if that's true, if the allegations are true. And if they're not true, well, that would be the worst of the worst, wouldn't it? It would be the worst of the worst. Yeah, we always remind ourselves, right, that innocent until proven guilty, but it's not looking good. Yeah, it's not looking good for him because of a couple of reasons, including the fact that Gates had a friend that took a deal, so he's under scrutiny for a couple of different things, but especially for the craziness of this Venmo transaction. See, there's always a way to trace things. And where does this come from? This comes from 2018, where Congressman Gates sent his friend, the accused, by the way, sex trafficker, Joel Greenberg, $900. The next morning, over the course of like 8 minutes, he used the same app to send three young women varying sums of money. The total transaction amounted to $900. The memo field for the first of Gates' transactions to Greenberg was titled Test. In the second, the congressman wrote, hit up blank, but instead of blank, he wrote a nickname for one of the recipients. Sharing that nickname, nobody's sharing it because the teenager had just turned 18 less than 6 months before. So when Greenberg then made his Venmo payments to the three young women, he described the money as being for tuition, school, and school. That's not good. So, and this guy is the former Seminole County tax collector who's been federally indicted on 33 counts, including sex trafficking crimes involving a 17-year-old. And court documents say that he was engaged in what they're calling sugar daddy relationships. And the Justice Department is looking into Gates' involvement in the cash for sex ring. So we'll see where that all ends up in after this investigation. And, you know, Gates announced that he was being investigated and said he was innocent of all the things that he was being accused of. But again, what does the Justice Department come up with? Coronavirus. Where are we at with the coronavirus? Countries worldwide are hitting new records for the virus, for deaths. Oh, Brazil is awful. U.S. daily cases kind of are steady-ish, if you will, at 65,000. It's the rise of the variants that is this phase that is very disconcerting. And younger people in the U.S. are the ones that are getting hit the hardest and spreading it the most, too. I know I've said this a couple times on the air. You've never seen such a grim, well, maybe you've seen lots of grim photos, but I can say I have never seen such a grim photo taken of hurriedly putting coffins into the ground. There are so many people dying in Brazil that it's just boom, boom, boom. We're knocking them out, getting them out, putting them down. And that's all you see. One fresh grave after another. Just awful. Brazil this week became just a third country after the U.S. and Peru to report a 24-hour tally of COVID-19 deaths exceeding 4,000. India hit a peak of almost 127,000 new cases in 24 hours. In Michigan, in our country, in the United States, if you're listening and you're an American, Detroit leaders started to knock on doors to persuade people to get vaccine shots because they're not getting them. And Michigan has had a serious surge in cases. It's one of the hardest hit places again. And it's very sad to hear the stories, of course. The U.S., though, has fully vaccinated 20% of the adult population. New Mexico became the first state to get shots in the arms of 25% of the people who live there. That's a milestone. Still very far off for some of the countries out there that are barely getting them. You know, in India, look at that. I mean, they've got 1.4 billion people. Only 11 million are fully vaccinated. I mean, that's a crazy amount of people if you think about that. In Thailand, they've only had 95 deaths during the pandemic, and they're starting to report some local cases of the coronavirus variant that was first detected in England. And that news comes when only 1% of the population has been vaccinated. And Michigan, I said, was just getting slammed They've averaged about 7,000 new cases a day. So that number makes it the state with the second behind New York and the highest number of new cases per capita. One in every 203 state residents getting diagnosed with COVID-19. In the Midwest, we have some great people listening in Iowa, in Davenport and some other spots, Ottumwa, et cetera. It includes a school district in Iowa where 127 students and five staff members tested positive for the coronavirus or are presumed positive. That's elusive, right? You know, it's the thing you can't see that can kill you, the virus. But we've been dealing with the virus since last year, and now we're doubling down in the United States with vaccinations and trying to persuade the people who don't want to get a vaccination It doesn't help when people talk about horrible side effects or some of the things that have happened with rashes and more than rashes, or there's allergic reactions and they feel so sick they're in bed for a week. And it's a handful or however many, but it's enough that it gets magnified. And a lot of people haven't, I shouldn't say a lot, because there's no way to prove the statistic. Let's just say I know of a lot of people who haven't gotten the second shot. And so without the second shot, how much protection is there? There's still some protection, but it's not quite the same thing as the two doses, right? Yeah. All right, how about this? I'm going to throw this one in because it was strange, and the photo was wild. A 5,000-person outdoor bash in a national forest. Where do you think that happened? One of my favorite places, Arizona. Yeah. There was an event that was organized by a four-wheeling group out of Phoenix. It happened Saturday, April 3rd. The law enforcement people that are looking into this said they don't know who was responsible for the party, but there was a flyer for the event that was released. And the flyer indicated that anyone who wanted to come was welcome, which is why 5,000 people showed up. There was a band, a DJ, drag races, and, of course, drinking. And sadly, two ATVs collided, which led to a rider being airlifted to the hospital. Adding insult to injury, there were seven total accidents involving off-road vehicles and other reports of 4x4s that were being stolen. You should see the photos from that event. Ooh. Stay with us.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another deadly shooting at a business park in Bryan, Texas. Police Chief Eric Buskey.
Initially, four people were transported to St. Joe Hospital in critical condition. with gunshot injuries. One other person was transported with no injuries. Apparently it was an asthma attack. And one person was deceased at the scene.
Also, more details on a deadly shooting in York County, South Carolina. A former NFL player, Philip Adams, fatally shot five people, including a prominent doctor, his wife, and their two grandchildren, before dying by suicide. In the wake of the shootings, President Biden has announced a series of gun control actions. He says the violence is an epidemic.
They've offered plenty of thoughts and prayers, members of Congress, but they passed not a single new federal law to reduce gun violence. Enough prayers. Time for some action.
This is USA Radio News. A reservoir with toxic wastewater is on the verge of collapse in Manatee County, Florida. Hundreds of residents were ordered to evacuate their homes over the Easter weekend. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency for the area. Officials are doing whatever they can to help. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Crews are bringing extra equipment to help pump more water out of a Florida reservoir on the verge of collapse. They've been working nonstop to avoid flooding nearby homes and businesses, which remain evacuated. Florida Republican Congressman Vern Buchanan telling NBC News.
I know they're making some progress, but to see the water spewing out, it looked pretty contaminated to me.
Forrest Wheeler and his family had to be evacuated.
Knowing that the Manatee County Sheriff's Office has evacuated 1,000 people, it makes me think that they think it's going to happen.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
I like to see you go right across the floor. I like to do things, see you holler for more. I like to reggae, but you dance bad for me. I like to make my feel.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're going to take you to the Masters in just a moment here in the Man Cave. It's all happening at Augusta. It's the one of the most prestigious golf tournaments, certainly, in the world, in the U.S. And did you know, here's a fun fact, it is the hardest ticket in sports to get. Of course, the world is different and turned upside down since the pandemic, but still a very hard ticket to get. So the first round is in the books, and I'll give you the skinny on, here's a hint, Rose Britt in the lead. Probably have no idea what I'm talking about. Sad story, though, first to talk about. Former NFL player Philip Adams fatally shot five people, including a prominent doctor, his wife, and their grandchildren, before later killing himself. Dr. Robert Leslie and his wife, Barbara, were pronounced dead at the scene. Their grandchildren, sad, one just 9 and one 5 years old. Then there were two people that were working at the house that were also shot. One of them was shot to death. The other one was flown to a Charlotte hospital fighting for his life. There were a couple of wild 911 calls related to the shooting.
The first from the HVAC company that employed the one guy who was killed and the other person doing the work at the Leslie home. One of them, the caller said, had called him screaming and saying he'd been shot and that his coworker was shot and unresponsive. And then another call saying, I think there's been a very bad shooting. And it's just mind-boggling trying to figure out what happened here. But Adams had been treated by Leslie, who lived near his parents' home in Rock Hill. But other details we don't know. The doctor had been for decades an emergency room doctor, board certified in emergency medicine, occupational medicine, that kind of thing. And, you know, Adams played in his career 78 NFL games over five seasons for six different teams. He joined the 49ers in 2010. He was a seventh round pick, rather, out of South Carolina State. And as a rookie, he had a severe ankle injury that led to several screws in the leg and all that kind of stuff that happens sometimes in an NFL career, like concussions. So whether he suffered, because this is what some immediately think, long-lasting concussion-related injuries, we don't know for sure. Adams would not have been eligible for testing as part of a broad settlement between the league and its former players over the injuries, though, because he hadn't retired by 2014. So this is a very, very sad story. He apparently was pretty isolated. His agent is Scott Casterline, and he said he spoke to Adams' father a lot, and a couple of times he had spoken to him anyway. It's just really, really sad. And, of course, what happens when something like this happens? People come out of the woodwork and tell you what a great guy he was, and you just cannot figure it out. So very few details on that and what the possible motive was, you know, what could have possibly led him to do something so horrific. We move from the sadness in South Carolina to Augusta. Augusta National was pretty difficult, according to the players, the first round anyway, except for Justin Rose. I gave you that big hint. The Brit, he shot 7 under 65. He leads by 4. He played his last 11 holes in 9 under. It's the fourth time he's had the lead after 18 holes of the event. He's still looking for the first Masters win in his career. The Masters is just, it drives you crazy. It is a very fun tournament, I think, to watch, however. Maybe not as fun, but interesting is what happened with Rory McIlroy. He had an errant approach shot on number 7, and it actually hit his father in the leg. the Irish superstar. Rory McIlroy was under the tall pines on the left side of number 7 at the Augusta National Golf Course, and he just blasted, lasered in on a safe spot to land the second shot, and he thought he found the perfect target, an older man in a white golf shirt with blue shorts. Unfortunately, it was his father, and he hit the ball right where he wanted, but just a little bit too far, so he hit his father in the back of the leg. And he said, in fairness, it was where I was trying to turn it off. It was the perfect shot. It was dead straight. And then Rory joked later. He said he didn't limp away. He walked away pretty swiftly. So McIlroy, a former number one, hasn't won on tour in more than 17 months. His last major championship was at the 2014 PGA Championship. So he's working on his swing, as a new swing coach, and he's trying to improve his, I guess, improve his lot, as they say, on the tour. And when you look at some others and where they've finished, names you would know, like Jordan Spieth, he's tied for 8th right now, 1 under on day 1. So think of how far off of Justin Rose, who is 7 under in the tournament. Patrick Reed, another American, tied for 4th with 2 other Americans. So they're 2 under. And this is just the beginning. You know, moving day comes after the first 2 rounds, so who makes the cut and what is the cut going to be? We'll see where that is. I was looking at where some of my favorites finished, and Rory McIlroy, who I mentioned, is 4 over, so he's tied for 60th with another one of my favorites, Sergio Garcia, and they struggled a bit, you might say. You know, it's a Goff is a crazy master at the Masters, because it's, you mentally, I think, as I've talked to players, certainly from the Masters, I've had them on shows when I've been remote in a studio, and I've talked to many of the golfers at other tournaments and leading up to it. It's all about these decisions around the trees sometimes. It's about, like other places, how aggressive are you, what happens and what the greens are doing, how fast they are. There's just something magical, though, about that place. Jordan Spieth chipped in for an eagle at 15. I mentioned Justin Rose. He birdied 17. It was his sixth birdie on the back nine. He's leading, and you can see why, because he really, really had a great back nine. And it was fun to watch some of that. I caught a little bit of it, let's say, and certainly am rolling on the rest of it. Hit record, then I'll get to it when I have a chance to get to it. A couple other quick hits here. If we're sitting around John about something in the old man cave, what would we be talking about? We'd be talking about baseball, definitely. And the Mets, who are struggling, it's too early in the season, though, to call somebody out or say, this team is the worst. The Mets called Thursday's walk-off 3-2 victory over the Marlins a lucky break. The bases were loaded and one out in the bottom of the ninth after Jeff McNeil had tied the game with a home run leading off the inning. That was a 1-2 pitch. It happened to curve into the inside corner of the plate to Michael Conforto. It grazed his elbow pad as he leaned over the plate to give the Mets the win. It was one of those things. The home plate umpire initially started to ring him up with strike three, and then changed his call mid-motion to say the pitch hit Conforto. So needless to say, that becomes something that you talk about because it's a controversial hit by pitch. But the Mets get the win. They get the walk-off win against the Marlins. They'll take it. And you can argue about it at the virtual bar all day long. But the win is the win is the win, no matter what any of us sports fans say. Let's put it that way. Now that the madness of March is behind us, there's a lot of conversation about the upcoming draft. There are several Baylor players, after becoming national champs, who are declaring for the draft. We'll talk about that in future man caves. That's for sure. There's been some interesting, like Jalen Suggs, how far will he go in a draft after watching what he was able to do, especially in that final game against Gonzaga, who I thought just was going to nail it. I mean, Baylor showed all of us, didn't they, what they were made of. And I would think he would jump up a little bit in the draft based on his performance all year, but based on that performance too, because March Madness is still a very, very big stage, and you have lots of scouts watching even closer, I think, at what's happening there. And so he did himself a solid by the way that he performed, because he was masterful. There's no question about it. And he probably jumps up a few spots. You know, it depends on the weight, partly the weight of the scouts and what a team's needs are, and if there's trades that are going to be involved. I mean, that's why the trades are so huge, trading up for spaces, etc. That's for sure. All right, let's move on to something else. What else would we be talking about in the cave? I think the Mets game for sure, and certainly the Masters and the sad story out of South Carolina and Adams and what could possibly have happened there. And if we were going to talk about bad boys or things that just make you go, what? Deshaun Watson's attorney is seeking the identities of the civil accusers, saying the quarterback is a victim of trial by press conference. You know, a lot of people say that when are saying that, well, wait a second, that's fine, but where's the evidence? So in a motion that represents the first legal cannon shot, and I love the way Charles Robinson, an NFL columnist, described that, aimed at defending Watson, the attorney for the Texans quarterback, asked a judge to compel one of the still anonymous accusers to shed a... Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you?
So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get past the people, get past the system, man. Get on time, get on time, get on. I want to get on your good foot. Get on your good foot.
We go to South Africa for a conversation with Dr. Genese. We were talking off the air, and I thought, we've got to get this out there. He has said some things that are that I think resonate not just in South Africa, but resonate around the world where many people are listening, and of course across the U.S. He is definitely a teacher with heart. Doc, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your background. Your parents were working people. You talk about your dad working with iron, and then you were educated and you became a teacher. And I think this is absolutely your passion. Just in 3 minutes of having a conversation about teaching, I gathered that. How proud were your parents of your accomplishments as a teacher?
They were very proud because they themselves wanted so much to be educated, but because of their background, they couldn't afford schooling in those early years in the 50s. So taking me to school and seeing that I was also interested in studying, then they were very, very happy. So there were times they said they thought I was going to be a doctor. So they named me. My first name is Doctor, and surprisingly, I lived to achieve that. I'm also I achieved my PhD 10 years ago. So really, they are very proud of me,
and they should be very proud. And Dr. Genese, when I said that you really care about students and passing it on, there's no question. I think that
Before we talk about your book, I want people to know this. Why did you become a teacher, and what do you think the importance of being a teacher is?
I became a teacher because really I just wanted to open opportunities for young people, because I really believed that working with people, if I am a teacher, there are so many opportunities that I can open for younger people. And again, I really realized very early that working with the fate of people needs that I must be very careful and be fair, so that I open the road and I indicate the hiccups, so that people would arrive safely in their destination.
And I like that, opening doors for younger people. And let's open the door to a conversation about your book, K-Vet, Lifetime Opportunities for Families and Friends. What made you decide that ultimately you were going to write this book?
Kate, you know, really, to be honest, I didn't intend to write this kind of a book. It wasn't my, I didn't foresee it. But when the years were going on, I realized that, you know, in South Africa, after democracy, things were not working as we were hoping, as we expected. We expected more and more opportunities to be open for people who were previously disadvantaged, but only to find that those who got positions and became in power were misusing those opportunities, and they were reserving those opportunities for their friends, for their family members. Hence, you can look at my book, the cover, the front cover, depicts two lines. There is a line which is genuine, original, written in red. But below that line, there is also a fake line, which is somehow faint and is a shadow of the original line. So, in fact, that in itself tells you that there are real opportunities that are held by people who are not releasing those opportunities to other people, who are keeping those opportunities for themselves. And hence then, instead of utilizing those opportunities to benefit the nation, to benefit the citizens, they are putting a red line on those opportunities. And then that was the reason why I decided then that I should point it out, that those opportunities who are supposed to be assisting the nation, they are now ring-fenced for chosen people, and we don't like that.
And ultimately, when you have that, what does that do to a culture, and what does that do to the morale of people?
It affects them a lot. You know, when people are not given opportunities, whatever opportunity, you become distressed. You become stressed. It affects the morale of the people. Those who are not given opportunities, even if they know exactly that they are capable. So, because again, what is more unfortunate is because those opportunities are given to people who are sometimes lacking skills. And that is not working for the country, that is not working for the economy of the country. So really, it kills the morale.
And when you look at, as a proud son of South Africa, and when you look at South Africa now and you see the advancements, but you see what's happening that you're talking about, what is your biggest fear if you continue to go down that road as a culture and as a country?
Yeah, my fear is, firstly, it's draining out the skill. People who are skillful from whatever culture, from whatever race, they are running away from South Africa, I can tell you. Number of people are leaving the country with skills. Secondly, that is connected to the economy. And the economy, it would be very difficult for the economy to grow without these skills. Really, it will affect the economy of the country. That's what I can say. And you can imagine when this country is drained of these skills, and then that would mean worse. That would mean a worst case scenario would be when there is no longer income for the country, and the economy is not growing.
Yeah. Do you hope, and we're speaking with Dr. Genese, and his book is K-Vet, Lifetime Opportunities for Families and Friends. Do you hope that your book is an eye-opener? What do you hope the takeaways are of your book? And I think you've said some of them.
I hope so. I hope so. And what I'm also proud of is that I didn't just end up by pointing at the problems. I also suggested at the end of the book, the last chapter, is where I'm suggesting some of the strategies to curb this bad practice. And then I hope it will be an eye-opener, and if well-read by the relevant people, it will also assist a lot to assist even those people who feel like they are victims of the present situation.
Which is great, because you give hope with the strategy, specific things that can happen if X, Y, and Z are done.
Yes, Kate, yes.
And for you in doing this, was it fun to do the research ultimately, though, and pull it together?
Yeah, it was very fun. It was like opening a window in my heart that was suffocating, and really, for me, it gave so much growth and freedom, of course, because it freed my mind, and I was able again to overcome even my situation, because if you follow correctly, this book, it's written in such a way, I also indicated my plight, my problems with those people who are misusing these opportunities, who are corrupting the system, the sector. So, but sort of writing this book was like telling my story, releasing my mind.
I like that. That's a perfect place to end this. Who doesn't want to do that? It's T-Vet, Lifetime Opportunities for Families and Friends. Dr. Genese, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, Kate, and the listeners. And I really appreciate the opportunity you gave me. Thank you very much.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.